Good morning. You're listening to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kim Parr. This morning, my guest is Lynn Andolino, the president of Coristan. Lynn, how you doing?
Good morning, Kim. Happy holidays.
Well, it's good to talk to you. I've known you for quite a while, and I wanted to catch up. You've taken this role as president of Coristan, I think, in September. Coristan was founded by the Cory family in 1926, so it's 99 years old, and it's based in Fort Lee, New Jersey. And it's in the area rug business and the broadloom carpet business and the hospitality business. And you've taken this president's role. Tell us a little bit about your background, where all you've worked in the last 40 years.
Well, Kemp, I started at 19 years old at a company called Einstein Mungi, which at the time was the premier retail chain in at least northern New Jersey, if not the entire East Coast. It was just a premier place. I was there for a couple of years and left the retail business after 2 years and basically have been in the wholesale business the rest of my career. I spent about 10 years at Stanton Carpet as their vice president of sales and marketing. I had a partnership with Jerry Weinrib, the owner of ABC Carpet, for a while. I, of course, worked a variety of times at Coristan. It's my work family. And of course, I've had a wonderful time at the Dixie Group most recently for the last 3.5 years. It's been a very exciting 40 years. I've had a lot of mentors over that time. And now I find myself in a mentorship position myself, mentoring the next generation, which is what we need in our industry, is getting new blood and fresh eyes into our business. So I'm happy to be in that role as well.
Let's talk about that. This company's family owned, and it's been through two full generations of leadership, and you're taking this president's role. Are they bringing on a third generation?
They are, and that's very exciting. When George Cory, who's the chairman of the company, presented this opportunity to me, one of the interesting parts of it was Georgia Cory, George's daughter, had started in the company about 3.5 years ago. And she's working her way through every department, trying to get up to speed. And she's working with me and everybody, just trying to understand her family's business to continue this iconic legacy company into its 100th year and beyond.
You know, I see Coristan at BDNY show. They've got a big business in the hospitality business. And then I see them every year at Surfaces. And I'm assuming you'll be at Surfaces in January, right?
Yes. We show at BDNY, we show at HD in Las Vegas, we show at Surfaces, we have a area rug broadloom showroom in High Point and at the World Market Center in Las Vegas as well. So we are showed out by the end of the year.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's talk a little bit about the focus. You don't make anything, you import products. The company started importing their Persian rugs back in 26, and now you source all different types of construction and all different types of fiber and all different types of price points, right?
That is correct. On our residential side, we import from all parts of the world. Not only are we importing broadloom and area rugs, but we also, on the hospitality side, we create our incredible custom Axminster business. And that's also mainly in China, but we are exploring other places to be manufacturing some products for us as well. And we also have a really beautiful upscale, high-end, custom hand-tufted business for that hospitality business. When you walk into some of these real fine five-star hotels in their grand entrances, you'll see beautiful area rugs. A lot of times that's a project that we've been on.
You were over at Dixie and you started their whole decorative rug business. And it's interesting, just got back from the Mohawk meeting and they're rolling out a Coristan Black Label program. So it looks like as the normal retail business has softened in the last couple of years, a lot of these upper-end rug producers or importers are focusing on the luxe side of the business. And that's where Coristan's focus as well, right?
Well, we've always been focused there. We're proud to be a supporter of the high-end part of our business with our dealer network. We're well-known in the interior design community. And it for 40 years, I've witnessed this. Every time the market gets a little soft, companies look at each other and realize, well, you know, the wealthy, you know, that top 1-2%, they seem to always have disposable income, and everybody kind of gravitates over to there. And once the economy starts percolating again, they kind of go back to where their core is. Well, Khoristan has been very, very much aligned with that high-end customer for its 99-year existence.
What do you think differentiates Khoristan from, say, Kaleen, Nurison, Stanton, the other players in that upper business?
Well, we are still independently owned, run by the exact same family that founded us, which many of those companies still are, not all of them. One of the big differences is the diversity that we do have in our company. We are very strong in all three segments of our business. We've been a leader in the area rug, broadloom, and custom axe Minster business for a very long time, and we've never deviated from there. There's been times when we've looked at getting into different types of product categories, you know, the hard surface part of the industry, you can't ignore that, and we never did ignore it. We just felt that, you know, for our customer base, we're experts in soft floor covering, and we didn't want to venture into that. But we certainly embraced the hard surface because our rug business, especially our fabricated rug business, where we take a piece of broadloom and make it any size or shape, and we can do it in a relatively fast time, that's kind of exploded for us because of the success and popularity of hard surface. So we love hard surface suppliers. It's helping our business as well.
So Lynn, tell me about price points. What's the sweet spot in price points right now?
In our broadloom business, we have two brands. We have what we call the Khoristan Premier brand, which is catering to a higher-end customer. It's mainly 100% wool, maybe some blended fibers as well. And wholesale, you know, we're in the mid-50s to mid-70 price points. Then we created a product line and a brand called Creations, which is more of a middle to upper end brand. It's some wool items, but a lot of face-to-face polypropylene or polyester. And those products, they can be anywhere from the mid to low 20s to the, you know, low 40s. So we feel that we're hitting the price points that cater to that upper end customer. And even in the upper end, they're always looking for a value. Always, always. So Creations is certainly a value brand for us.
Okay, Lynn, well, it's good to catch up with you. Again, been talking to Lynn Andolino, the new president of Khoristan, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloridaDaily.net.